Welcome back to Admission Insight. My name is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and as we wrap up October, we are excited to bring you another fantastic episode in our Parent Perspective series. Today, we have three current middle school parents that join us for a conversation based around the value of our Pennington Middle School experience. After this episode, you'll know why we call our middle school the Magnificent Middle School. We hope you will sit back, eat some Halloween candy, and enjoy. And as we always say, let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chance.
Hey everyone, welcome to Admissions Insights, the Pennington School podcast. And today we're doing a parent perspectives episode. I am the parent of a middle schooler and a high schooler, and I am here with two other parents, one who has a child in middle school and one who has a child in middle and upper school. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the Magnificent Middle School and the reasons why we chose it and our experiences there so far, feedback we get from our kids, and just all the reasons why there really is an amazing benefit to choosing an independent middle school. So if you both want to introduce yourselves and just say what grade your kids are in, that'd be great.
Hi, I'm Dana Frischella. I have a daughter, Carol, in eighth grade. First year.
Hi, my name's Jeff Pearlberg. So welcome everyone. I have a son, Matthew Pearl, in eighth grade. I also have a son, Benjamin, in 11th grade.
The first thing I wanted to talk about is the decision to put your kids into middle school is one that maybe doesn't seem as obvious as entering in the high school period. And I guess that sometimes you sort of think to yourself that maybe it's worth it to wait until high school in order to apply to independent schools. And actually, when we first started, we were only looking for my high school son. But then once we came and saw the Pennington School and sort of like we're getting to know the community, we sort of desperately then wanted our middle schooler to go also because we became familiar with how incredible the middle school is. So I guess I just want to talk a little bit about what it was that made you first consider and decide to apply to middle school.
Actually, my daughter came to my husband and I, and she had heard about the Pennington School, and she had heard about the Cervone Center, and she wanted to check it out, and she felt that what she had heard about it was something that she thought could really benefit her, and she wanted to explore that, so that's what brought us to Pennington.
Do you want to take a second and just tell people who don't know what the Cervone Center, what it's about and why she would have wanted to hear more about it?
Yeah, sure. So the Cervone Center is almost like an added resource. She has her own CS teacher that she meets with one-on-one. I believe it's every single day. And she, her CS teacher helps her, goes over, you know, all of her scheduling and her work and anything that she needs any type of support with, any type of advocating. You know, I know Carol was looking to high school and she realized that, you know, where she was in lower school, she had some resource. And when she heard about the Cervone Center at Pennington, she was looking to the future and wondering if, you know, she would like this service to help her.
It's a unique resource.
Yes, it really is. And for you guys to have this is just, and to be able to, you know, see a student's individual growth or the way that they study and learn, and take that as not a negative and bring it out through the Cervone, like with this assistance of the Cervone Center and your whole educational guide that you guys just have been amazing with. She's loving it. It's just something that she really wanted to be involved in.
It's that whole how Pennington says they're always meeting students where they're at. And that's just an example of how they do that. Yeah,
for sure.
And Jeff, how about you?
For us, part of it was the size of the public school. In the Pennsbury Public School District, a very large high school and the large middle schools. So we immediately started considering how we could make sure it had the rigor, the teacher to student ratio, the focus that we thought would allow them to excel. And then as we started to look at middle schools and independent schools, Pennington is reasonably convenient for us. And of course, checks all the boxes of the care, the preparation for the next level. I think obviously, Danielle, the question of middle school versus high school is a good one for parents. The reason that I would, you know, recommend and why we thought that middle school was worth starting at was the preparation for the next level, the rigor to get them ready for high school and the high school getting ready for college. But middle school prepping for high school is no small thing. And that was worth the investment in our kids.
I don't want to talk too much about this, but just briefly, if you want to tell parents who might be a little bit nervous about their middle schoolers who are young and still at sort of an earlier stage in life where they might not have the self-motivation to fill out applications. I know that, you know, so many of us can understand that there's not the same motivation for a middle schooler maybe at the beginning to start with applications as with a high schooler. But just if you could talk a little bit to the application process and maybe how you helped your middle schooler feel more invested in the experience, you know, to just hopefully have it so that they were doing it for their own benefit, you know, as it went along.
So for Carol, being that she approached us about it, she was ready for that application process. She couldn't wait to get it started. And she wanted to be on campus. And she would go to the game. She's a big field hockey player. She wanted to see what the sporting community was going to be like. So she was ready to go for the application process.
And for our, you know, I can give the other side of it. I'm not going to pretend Matthew was like engaged and ready to go for the application process. I would say that the order for us is getting him to feel good about the school itself, getting him ready for that process of maintaining his local friends while also picking up a whole new group of friends, which I think today he feels lucky to have. And then he dive in, make sure his elementary school teachers were ready to write him a referral, and he was ready to put some thoughts on paper about himself and about his vision for himself and what he wanted from a school. So I think it was first, this is a pretty good place. I get why my parents have been thinking about it. And then second, what it takes to make it happen.
Yeah, and the on-campus visits, right? The spend a day and the opportunities to just go and be a part of it, I think make all the difference in the world. I think that was sort of the turning point for my middle schooler, was when he actually was engaged in the community. And it was not just this sort of amorphous random thing that we were bringing him. It was like, okay, now I can put all the pieces together and understand why this is so awesome. I also just wanted to talk about the transition a little bit from, I know with coming into eighth grade is definitely different than coming into sixth grade. Coming into sixth grade, you know, you're with all new kids who are, you know, it's all their first time. But again, you're still in a brand new place with brand new people, and it's a lot. I guess for both of you, how did you feel that the school made the transition smooth and comfortable for your kids?
I feel that Pennington offers a lot of opportunities for small get-togethers along the way to make that transition very subtle, in our case anyway. like, you know, even just starting with the spend a day, like Carol remembering that when she did get accepted, she felt that comfort of being in the classroom and being on campus with like the ice cream social, and the junior proctors were incredible. That program, as far as, you know, transitioning and bringing the whole body together with the other students on launch days, I just think all of those things have contributed to making, I feel like, you know, Carol's been there forever and it's only been 2 months. And so I believe that, you know, Pennington really did a lot to make that transition smooth for Carol.
Right. I agree with that. I think there's a focus on it. I think the first step to making anything happening, whether it's, our own businesses or our families or school, is that the organization in question makes it a focus to, you know, middle school launch, which is amazing, to having a JP group, which does integrate sixth, seventh and eighth graders. And my Matthew is close to his JP today, to this day. Benjamin, my older, is a JP, and I hear him talking about his middle school team, and he feels a connection to them. And I think that certainly helps them transition into the independent school. It's not just about the teachers. It's about JPs. It's about your advisory group. Let's not forget about that. A six-person group with somebody who's not one of your teachers. It's just, I think there's a lot of focus on it, and a lot of activities, and you can't help but be transitioned. And I think, you know, Matthew came in sixth grade and has, you know, felt comfortable since he started. And I hope, as my son, I hope that he helps other people become more comfortable as they come in behind him.
Yeah. And I think when people first hear the numbers of the Pennington school and how small the grades are, I think maybe there's a little hesitancy, and you very, very quickly realize that it is the most beneficial, wonderful thing to have these numbers be, you know, not so big. Because first of all, for instance, it was my son's, who's a sixth grader, it was his birthday recently, and it was an absolute no-brainer that we just invite the entire grade. There's no leaving out. There's no, you know, having to decide or choose. Everyone has a chance to be a part of the cohesive unit and feel like they don't need to choose one group or the other over the other, because it's kind of all one big group. So I think that it's just, that's also an amazing part of the transition, is rather than feeling like they're going in and it all feels so overwhelming, it rather feels kind of more intimate and like a real unit from the start. And I think that shift in, oh, it's so small, to, wow, this is an amazing size, happens pretty fast. So also, you know, I think one of the things that sticks out in my mind already, and, you know, like you, Dana, my kids have only been there for 2 months now, have been here for 2 months now, is how much is available at the middle school at Pennington that was not offered at the former middle school of my kids. I mean, I think you could do a whole series on this, because there is so much more that's offered here than I would say probably, you know, the majority of middle schools. And we're still sort of finding out more and more of what is offered as we go through the year. But if both of you could just highlight things that you've noticed were are offered here that your child would not have gotten in their former middle school.
Well, the big proponent for us is the Savone Center. That one-on-one support. We're new at it. It's, like I said, just 2 months in. And my daughter is, you know, extremely happy. I didn't know that she wasn't happy. Like, you know what I mean? Until this happened, I've seen such a difference. So, I think that goes to a lot of aspects. I mean, we talk about transitioning and just even the retreat that happened so early in the year. I was, you know, thinking about how, like, okay, She did just meet all of these classmates. So the welcoming of the whole community was just unbelievable, because I thought, okay, this could go either way. She could have an amazing time. It might get a little sticky, but it was incredible. It just added to that extra layer of what Pennington does.
I think the focus that the administration and the faculty has on the well-being of these kids is amazing. I mean, to the level to which I know that my kids' teachers and advisor and, Mrs. Knight, that they know my son. It's just never ceases to impress me. And there's a feeling of a team, as I would phrase it, a team of parents and Pennington to make sure that the middle school student is growing and progressing. And I just don't think in a larger public school environment, you can hope to attain all that. And, a couple of examples would be the events that we've mentioned, of course, but also you have extra help every single day for all classes.
Yeah, the extra help for every day from 3 to 3:30 is
30, and it's always there, and they always feel comfortable, and they do reasonably well in school, and yet they still feel free and open to go to that to make themselves do better and better. The communication that they have with their teachers. I know that both of my sons through middle school, and Matthew now, can write emails to his teachers and they will get back. If he has an issue, if he has something going on, he can communicate with them and they will communicate back to them. And of course, I can communicate with the teachers or Mrs. Knight, of anyone else in the administration, and I've said it at one of the get-togethers, anyway, the eighth grade get-together, whenever that was, 6 weeks ago. And, just Chelsea Meyerson as one individual is a reason to have my sons at the TPS, middle school. The way that she has been a connection and communication and a help and support throughout their time there, I think is worth it. And I don't think that you can get that in a public school environment.
So you talked a little bit about junior proctors before, and I think a lot of people might be familiar with peer group, which is when seniors in high school help freshmen in high school to transition, which is also a wonderful program that Pennington also has. The junior proctors is something that is also extremely unique, or at least that I had never heard of before, where the juniors in high school help the middle schoolers, and they get together at least once a week and do activities and everything. And it's this amazing sort of bridge between the middle school and the upper school. One of many bridges that, are between the middle school and the upper school, because, they are sort of the small fish in the big pond when you're in middle school, in a sense. But that doesn't really take place here, because they have the junior proctors, and they have, days where they're with the upper schoolers and they see them in the lunchroom, and, they're with them at lunch and all of these things. How do you think it helps the middle schoolers develop and evolve in a way that maybe they wouldn't if they were in an isolated middle school?
I feel that it just helps them to feel so comfortable that really that there's not a difference, if that makes any sense. That because they're all so close, and the access to the upper school with the community and the student body, it's just one. Carol knows a lot of the high schoolers. I mean, she says she knows the whole school. She has come home and said, "I know everybody in the school." Like, she has field hockey players that she's played with that are in high school. She knows their friends. So
by the way, I can transition, Dana, and second that, because Benjamin, my older son, Carol did the tour with Matthew the other day, right?
Yeah.
And they, of course we debriefed on that, and Benjamin had already had a conversation with Carol about her tour with Matthew. So, and they're in the, she's in his JP group, I think, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, I think that integration between middle school and high school cannot be overstated in any way. Everything Dana just said, you know, and just plus just the role modeling, right? The role modeling of getting to your JP, getting to know seniors, being close to the high schoolers. And how about the fact that my older son's advisor is my younger son's math teacher right now? So that cross-pollinization, if you will, between middle school and high school with teachers and administration advisors, it's just great, right? I see Mrs. Knight at the back to school and I stop and say hi and chat with her for a minute about Matthew, and she immediately, you know, can go off and start chatting about Benjamin at the same time. There is an integration and a role modeling for the middle schoolers and a confidence building that I really don't think that can be overstated. And again, the idea of prepping middle schoolers better to get ready for high school is, and I think TPS does a great job of doing that. And one of the ways that we do that is the integration of the middle school and high school.
Yeah, I think also the respect of it that they're seeing. I remember when we were at convocation, we were in the dining hall afterwards, and my sixth grader really wanted a certain drink in the dining hall, and he couldn't get to it. And an upper schooler just literally put his arm around his shoulder and was like, "Come here, buddy, I'll get it for you." And I think that those kinds of moments, and they happen all the time at Pennington, also for a middle schooler is such an amazing modeling experience in, oh, wow, you know, we are supposed to help one another, and they're older than me, and look how they're treating me. Is exactly how I should be treating those around me also. And it's cool to do that. So, I think that has been one of the most amazing benefits of being part of Pennington Middle School, is that you realize that they get so much from not being isolated from the upper school. You know, a lot of times when you're in middle school, you're sort of in a bubble, you know, and it feels safe, and it is a safe environment in the middle school, and they do have their little bubble, but yet they also, you know, venture out all the time. So also, this is sort of what I was getting at before. Middle school, as we all know, is notoriously a time of, you know, bullying or being left out, being ostracized. And a lot of times schools are so overwhelmed that they may not even know these issues are occurring. And can you speak a little bit to, you know, how Pennington's middle school is just uniquely equipped and to proactively stay attuned to each student's experience and needs?
Again, stating to the size of the classes, it gives the students the opportunity to have a really close relationship with their teachers and their advisors, or in Carol's case, her CS teacher. Like, they chat about, you know, things outside of school. Like, they really, really get to know your child. And I think with that closeness, or with that opportunity to be able to recognize, something might not seem right, or, you know, let me reach out to her and see if she's okay today, or, you know, those opportunities are available to recognize if something's going on, or if a student feels comfortable with, you know, I know Carol feels very comfortable with her CS teacher, and I know she would go to her, and, you know, if nip it in the bud early. These are opportunities to really address any type of issue early.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, all those little opportunities of that one-on-one relationship helps a lot.
Right. And, you know, and I don't think I want to paint a picture that it's nirvana and our middle schoolers don't have drama and don't have the all. They do. Of course they do. There's certainly drama, as there is with a lot of middle schoolers. And the only thing I would add to her good words are, again, the teamwork between the parents, Pennington. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, the constant communication, and just feeling like they are so present and aware of what is going on at all times, and no one is slipping through the cracks, and no situation I feel like is slipping through the cracks. One of my favorite aspects so far of Pennington Middle School has been their incredible ability to like hit this kind of sweet spot between letting the kids really feel and act like kids, the middle schoolers, and not rush them to grow up too quickly, while also helping them to evolve and produce, be caring, aware, motivated humans who are ready for the next stage of life. In what ways do you think the middle school excels at both of these simultaneously?
When I read this question, I was like, I really don't know how they do it. I mean, all the things that we've spoken about, of course, is all part of it. But like this magical feat that you guys do, I don't know how you do it, but I know that it's made a difference and it's happening. I can see it. I hear it with my daughter. And like I said earlier, I didn't know that there was a better fit for her until she came to Pennington. And that is her sweet spot. When I saw her go and her shoulders dropped that she's not like this, you've hit her sweet spot. So kudos to everything about Pennington, because it's a gem. Jeffrey, you could be more specific. I'm new, 2 months in. All of it has a
color. Right. Interesting sweet spot, no doubt. I guess I would phrase it as there's freedom, but that freedom comes with expectations, with accountability, and with preparation. I think that the kids do get more freedom, let's say, to go into Pennington, into the village, over to PQM, the market, or over after school, that the public middle school kids don't have. But there's expectations, right? There's expectations in their behavior. There's expectations on them delivering on their homework. There's expectations on how they're dressed when they come to the school in the morning. Of course, because when you have fewer, you can watch over them better, and they get watched over very well. And, you know, I think that my sons appreciated and flourished in an environment where you give them some freedom and you give them the expectations, and they will, you know, and they will deliver. And if you don't, there's accountability, right? There's Veracross points, and there's things that happen if people don't behave the way they're expected to behave. And it brings us all together as a team again to help keep the kids in line, right? Because they're still teenagers. They're still middle schoolers turning into teenagers, turning into high schoolers. It's not like they're just five-year-olds who we happen to stick in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. They're still kids, but there is a good balance with some freedom that comes with expectations.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes a lot of the schools, especially with public schools, they have to be so attuned to teaching to all these standardized tests and everything, and that's so time consuming. And a lot of times it doesn't leave much room for play and for I think a lot of schools now don't even have recess anymore. And these, you know, these kids are sort of forced to bottle up this energy that can lead to all other kinds of issues. Whereas with Pennington, I think that there's this constant amazing way to expel your energy while still doing it in an educational way. And there's more room for sort of that creative education, that's taking place. And they really are able to feel like kids, but also know, like you said, the expectations and the balance of, I know what my boundaries are, and, you know, I know what is expected of me. I think it's really incredible. And I guess my last question is, what would you tell someone who's on the fence about starting their child in an independent school, specifically the Pennington School for middle school?
I would share my experience with them, and then I would tell them to definitely be on campus. Go experience it, expose your child to it, let them be a part of the whole process. And because it's a partnership with everyone, the school, the parents, the student, and I think it would be, that's what I would tell them, to go and experience it. Talk to other parents. When we started admissions, everyone we spoke to, we reached out to admissions. We were friends. They had answered any questions we had. We got really a close personal connection with, know, CS teacher that I went to high school with that didn't know that she was even there. Like, you know, we cross paths, and other families that have that are there as well that have been at Pennington for a while. They shared their experiences. So just gathering as much information as possible and experiencing it, get on campus.
And I guess I would just try to use this moment to just summarize like all my quick nuggets there that we've really dug into. But if I were to summarize it, and I was in some, you know, all your shoes, I'm making this big decision. It's from so many angles. It's a very big decision. I would say, and by the way, I have two kids. One is in his third year of middle school. One is a junior in high school and went through middle school. And we've never had a second thought about the fact that we put them into middle school. And why would I say that now that I've looked back on it? One, the freedom with the expectations, and whether it's in a study hall scenario or an extra free period or being able to go off campus with the expectations. Two, the resources that are available to our children to make sure that they are moving ahead and they are taken care of. Three, I would say the rigor of the academics. And not just because you want to make sure they get their homework done and they do well, as I try to remind my kids, it's not just about doing well in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. It is about preparing you for the next level. Every level is about preparing you for the next level. And I think that Pennington does an amazing job of doing that. Four, the closeness of the teachers and the administration to the kids. And five, which I haven't touched on that much here, as I see it in my notes, is the ability for the mortal athlete, not the kid who's going to end up doing college athletics, but the kid who just wants to participate, of being able to continue participating, to be able to keep playing, you know, middle school, you know, cross country or soccer or basketball, to be able to keep doing those things when in a bigger environment they might have been on the sidelines by now, and they're able to keep participating and things that they enjoy. I'll leave it there.
I think a word I just keep using is unique. And I think that until you actually have a child in the middle school here, you can't possibly even know the broad scope of all of the experiences that are offered and what they're able to accomplish, you know, like you said, even if they're not in, you know, it's not their strength, they're still encouraged and motivated to do it. And I think that it truly is, I never could have thought that it would be, you know, such an amazing place until you're actually here. I think all you have to do is talk to a parent for, you know, a couple minutes who has the child in middle school here, and it's going to be pretty convincing that it's an amazing place. So thank you guys so much for being on the podcast. It was really awesome to get to talk to you guys. It's always fun to talk to other parents and, you know, sort of share experiences. And I think all parents of Pennington are passionate about talking about it. So thank you guys so much. And thank you all for listening. And I guess if you have any other questions, you can call the admissions department. And thanks for joining us.